Initiation complete, the AI's flat voice filled the bridge. Rick looked to the main Hadron comms speaker, almost willing the voice of reason to come out and order the Admiral to stand down. "Admiral, about that release?" Commander Kosa asked.
"Green, 765-9807, TAC 88, Rose Petal,"
the Admiral said, still sitting in his seat. "Acknowledged," the AI intoned. "You are clear to launch."
"Admiral, you can't do this!"
Rick shouted again, stepping up to the center of the bridge as several of the Navy officers mumbled their agreement.
"This is beyond you, General. It is beyond me. This has been made at the highest levels. So it would be better if you just shut up and sit down," Admiral Curie said, finally turning to look at Rick, his eyes blazing.
As Rick shifted to look at Commander Kosa, trying to will the man to refuse, the Exo shrugged and then turned the red key that had risen from the weapons officer's console.
"Admiral?" he asked, stepping back. The Admiral leaned forward into the console pickup and said,
"Vice Admiral Mark V. Curie, L-775-49201, Commanding Officer." Rick wanted to rush the man, to pound him into a pulp, anything to stop what was about to happen.
"Corporal, your sidearm," he said to the Marine guard, who'd stepped forward as well.
Rick hoped the guard hadn't stepped forward to stop him, and he was relieved when the worried-looking Marine readily handed over his Ruger.
"Gentlemen, this is a grave decision, but one brought on by those down on the planet's surface. They've killed Federation troops, and now they've fired upon the Navy. We have no choice. May God have mercy on their souls," the Admiral said to the rest of the bridge before starting to turn around to reach the second key, the one that would send the Planet Buster on its way.
"Don't move, Admiral, or I will kill you where you stand," Rick said, striding forward, finger tightening on the trigger of the Corporal's Ruger.
He knew he should just shoot. With the Admiral down, it would take some time for someone else to be authorized to turn that last key. But years of ingrained behavior kept him from killing his commander. Rick almost laughed at the thought. He was already a dead man. He'd just threatened his commanding officer, and that was a capital offense. And now he was worried about pulling the trigger? But the Admiral froze, still a couple of centimeters from the Planet Buster's trigger. He put up his hands and then slowly turned to face Rick.
"I think you need to put that weapon down," he told Rick calmly.
"After I shoot your condescending face, I will," Rick thought.
"I'm not going to let you kill 12 billion people," he said instead.